Football Tuesday, Vic and Nathan, thank you for hanging out with us. Right here in our usual spot, 1 to 3 p.m. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we take you inside the locker room on this show. We try to do it multiple times during the week. And our own Jameer Howerton does that today with one of the Browns' newcomers, Fozzie Whitaker. Take it away, Jameer.
Fozzie, you've had a few days to digest Sunday's loss. After looking at the footage, how much did that loss sting to you and your teammates?
It stung a lot. We practiced all week. We put the time in, the preparation, to go out there and win, and just to see the way that we lost, it's always disheartening. But like Coach always says, it's only one loss. You can't let it defeat you again. So we're moving on. We've already corrected the mistakes that we've made. We didn't play to the best of our abilities, and we understand that. We watched the film, corrected them, and now we're ready to move on and head to Kansas City.
Speaking of head coach Rob Chuzinski, what was his message to you and your teammates after the game?
He said the exact same thing. We didn't play to the fullest of our ability. Green Bay was a good team, and they played well, and they showed that. And, we have to compete better whenever we get in those types of situations. And so going from there, like I said, we've corrected the mistakes that we've made. We'll be a better team next week, and, we're ready for the challenge against, a team that's undefeated.
There is a lot of football left. What are the necessary steps that you have to take to make those corrections?
You always got to raise it up another level. It's kind of seasons in a season, kind of like different phases that you go throughout a season. And so, your first phase, whenever you're first getting into your couple of games, everybody's still trying to figure themselves out, trying to, figure out their identity, what we want to do. Now I feel like, I've only been here a couple of weeks, but we know our identity, who we are. We know what we can be capable of. Now it's just time to execute, do things the right way, and, correct the mistakes that we made. And that's things that we can control, and, go from there, but build every week, in order to get better. And so that's the main focus for us going into next week.
We got a chance to see you break loose on the kickoff return. How did it feel to contribute?
It felt great. Anybody that has an opportunity to play at this level have the opportunity to have the ball in your hands, it's a huge blessing. And, I'm just grateful for the opportunity. And, I'm just excited to be able to contribute to the team any way possible, whether it be kickoff return, whether it's on any other part of the special teams phase or offensively. I'm just excited to be here and contribute.
Are you grasping the playbook well?
I am. The first week it was a little bit strange, foreign knowledge a little bit, but now that I've been in it and had great guys like Chris Obanai and Willis McGahee have truly been a big help to me, grasping the whole playbook. But I have a good understanding of it now, and I'm ready to continue to roll.
And with that being said, moving forward, what are some of the things that you feel that you can do from an individual standpoint to correct the mistakes and get back on the winning track?
Whenever it goes down to the mistakes, you always have to start with yourself and hold yourself accountable. And so, I didn't play a perfect game, and I know that. And so there are mistakes that I have to improve upon, whether it be kickoff return, whether it be running routes, making certain reads on run plays. There's always things that you can get better on, and, that's what our coaches help us to do. They help us become better players. And so that's the first thing that I have to take in mind is be accountable for myself, make sure I handle my business on my end. And then if everybody takes that same attitude, we'll be an unstoppable team. I feel like, we have a great core guys here and really feed off of each other. And, we have a great atmosphere in the locker room. And I feel like it's a great opportunity for us to continue to, build off of each other and continue to make another run.
Fozzie, thanks for your time and good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.
Jameer, thank you very much. Fozzie Whitaker, interesting guy. And he brought a little something to the kick return game, much needed something. And as we look at that, I'd say one trend, I'll go out on a limb, from this Green Bay game, is that maybe we've seen the last of Greg Little returning kickoffs, kind of hopefully here, because I don't think that was working.
No.
I'll go out on another limb. And, yeah, Travis Benjamin had the biggest play of the entire game for the Browns, and that was on a return of a kickoff, but I don't see that continuing honestly, because I think there's a great concern. The greater concern for this team is consistently putting him back there just makes it too easy for a very smallish kind of guy to get hurt.
But right now, you got to go with the most explosive guys you got. Right now, that might be the best offense the Browns have is their return game, unfortunately. So I want to see Travis Benjamin out there doing his thing. I remember back in the day, the guy was at Hall from Kansas City, who was one of the best return men in the league.
Yes.
Dante Hall?
Dante Hall.
He was unbelievable. He was not a big guy. He was very slight, and he was probably as small as Travis Benjamin, and yet
maybe smaller.
And you trotted him out there because that's what he did. That was his specialty. Travis Benjamin, let's take advantage of it, and let's get him out there and running. And bottom line is, with these kickoffs, he's only going to run out in advantageous situations anyway because the majority of the kickoffs are 9 yards or through the end zone. So it's not like he's going to take a huge pounding from it. I'd like to see him out there because he provides a spark to this team right now that they need. I mean, last time the offense looked good, let's not forget, some of the short fields were set up by, he dominated that Buffalo game.
He did.
He dominated and that Buffalo game as a special returns. Teams performer.
Yep.
So if you can get that as a punt returner and get it as a kick returner, I say let's get it while the getting is good.
I'm there too, and I think the risk that I understand that the coaches feel, or particularly that Rob Jasinski feels, is warranted. The concern over the risk is warranted, but I think you have to look at where your team is and what you don't have in the way of an offense that gives you much of a chance to score or move the ball. And I'm not saying it's a case where you're going to count on him to take it to the house on every return, but he's got to give this offense a shorter field. And if the defense isn't doing that for you, and we didn't certainly see that in the Green Bay game, then it's got to come from somewhere. And Travis Benjamin is as good a place as any.
He absolutely must come from somewhere, and why not give it to Travis Benjamin? Why not get that opportunity and try to get a spark? Because let's be honest about it, whether it is Brandon Whedon or it is Jason Campbell, you're still going to need to give that quarterback some short fields and give him a spark, especially on the road in Arrowhead Stadium against one of the best defenses, if not the best defense right now in the NFL, of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Preservation isn't a
what are you preserving for?
I was just going to say, isn't a tactic that applies when you're 3-4 what are they?
3-4 It seems so much worse. I was going to say, seems like,
why did I want to say 3-6 right now? I know.
Because it seems like that's what you're talking about, because the quarterback play has been so suspect, and that's what people are talking about.
You struggle so hard to get any points, this team does, and there's no really room to preserve. You've got to play what you have, because what you have is limited. And go to the barrel. Like we say, football is a physical and violent game, so that risk is always there. That risk is on punt returns. That risk is there when he's playing receiver. That risk is any time he steps out on that field to play a game. So you might as well say, we got something here. That moment in Green Bay showed you that. And for the most part, by the way, kick coverage units, especially on kickoffs, but true on punts, are woeful in the NFL. They're not good. The salary cap doesn't allow you to keep enough experienced guys to handle kick coverage. The salary cap means most of your kick coverage is young and bad. And special teams coaches like Chris Tabor stay up nights trying to figure out how to get good coverage or even fair coverage out of a lot of young players. So
you saw that last night. That was the one. That was the only thing. He had some good returns last night because the game was so absolutely dreadful in every other respect. But a lot of it's because, as you pointed out, the coverage teams are really, really struggling.
Sal Palantonio from ESPN is going to join us in a little bit. We'll get a national take on the Browns. Get a national take on what's going on around the world. A lot happening. So we want to hear Sal Pal's take on that. Want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. You tweet us at Browns_daily, at NATHANZEGURA, or my Twitter handle, which is at VICCARUCCI. Want to hear from you. Want to talk with you. All of that ahead on CBD. California here.